our Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday, the 20th of May. Let's see what's going on here. Jennifer's reported for duty. Richard Fadden has reported for duty.
Here.
Ken Kessler. Rich has been his usual obnoxious self, warming up.
That's
and says
my
his job.
Yeah, that's right.
Ken Kessler is here, keeping a lid on things. Roberta Fasinelli is lurking around somewhere as the queen of cheap. So we'll have that report in a matter of moments. Later in the hour, Jennifer has the television report. What are some of the highlights that people will be thrilled to know about this weekend, Jen?
We are on judge watch again, sir. There are some new judges rumored to be going to the X Factor, and I will tell you who they are.
Oh, my heavens.
In my TV report coming up in just 35 minutes.
I don't think there's any surprise at the... thank you.
I have to tell you, I'm sorry. I have to lodge a complaint.
Just, really?
Okay.
Against whom?
Against this radio station that will remain unnamed.
Oh, a radio station?
In Los Angeles. In the Inland Empire. How's that? That might be a country station.
Really? Maybe.
It might be. Called K-Frog.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I was driving very far to a place called Paris, California this weekend. It was about an hour and a half, hour and 40-minute drive from where I am to see my friend who got a new house down there, and she has a baby and blah, blah, blah. So I was doing my due diligence this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I like to play around with the radio and check out different radio stations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I make no bones about it. I'm a country music fan, so
you're
I find
a
country
brat?
Station. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Do you know when they went to a break, to a commercial break on this K-Frog station, that they said, we will be back in 7 minutes with Taylor Swift?
7 minutes of commercial?
Yeah!
Really?
And I was like, who in the world would sit there for 7 minutes to listen to Taylor Swift?
That's awesome.
Now Taylor Swift, though, won a lot of
She did, and there's a little segue.
But still, okay, great. For 7 minutes, I can go listen to the other station and then come back.
And then come back. Is that funny that they said in seven minutes we'll be back with Taylor
Swift?
That
is the inside story of why commercials work on conversation and spoken word formatted stations versus the music stations. And for those who have been embroiled a little bit, if you're a news talk junkie, you've heard Limbaugh talk about this, and this is sort of an incessant thing since a year ago March when he referred to Sandra Fluke as a whatever he referred to her as, and got all the advertising agencies all worked up. So the only thing that happens, we all, many of us who are in the radio business, who are promoters, I'm a cheerleader for radio, I'm a cheerleader for spoken word formats, good talk radio conversations are much more engaging than anything else as far as I'm concerned on the radio. And more importantly, those of us who make a business out of being on the air, this is my business. The commercials sell products, so I need a good audience, and the audience needs to hear a good story, and they are best told on the radio in spoken word formatted stations. And if you have a very popular show, it stands to reason that commercials are going to do well for the products that are endorsed by the hosts of the program. You stupidos who think that if you play commercials on music radio stations, they're going to have the same impact as talk. Wrong.
We are in the front of your brain because we're having a conversation with you.
Right.
We're not in the back of your brain as you're thinking about something else. And oh, there's just music on in the background.
Yeah, it's background. This is not. This is foreground.
Right.
The weekend at the box office, highlighted by an interesting anecdotal occurrence that some of you may or may not have seen or heard about. There is a fellow, and this may be more geared to those who go either to the theater or to the new, it's not IMAX. Is it IMAX where they have the dinner, you go into the, it's not just IMAX, you can go into the
IMAX
theaters
is the
now.
Technology with the
right, IMAX is the screen.
So but most of the big complexes have a dinner theater.
Yes,
you can go
new,
in, have dinner, or watch the movie.
It's a trend.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So here is the story of a fellow who's the arts and culture journalist for the New York Times, who was at a performance last Friday at 8 o'clock. And in this performance, when everything was at a... It's literally, everybody's really glued to what's going on stage... Quiet. Somebody's cell phone goes off.
Uh-oh.
And this guy gets out of his chair, goes over to where the cell phone is, grabs the cell phone, from the offending party, brings it to the men's room, and flushes it down the toilet.
No.
I have to beat you.
Yeah.
Well, beat you.
I apologize if my ringer is on. I forgot to turn it off.
You don't get to flush my property.
How many
you
people?
Don't
get to
flush my property. I'll put your head right down behind my, my cell phone.
Well, let's just go one step further, though. All of that aside, how many people have felt like becoming a vigilante when this sort of thing, at the beginning of the movies, for example, they have these don't do the usual stuff and the silly comments.
You have your person who forgets or thought they turned it off, but they didn't.
I remember going, I found a fellow who was whispering on his cell during the first few minutes of a movie.
Now that is flush worthy. But if someone's ringer just goes off by accident, I mean that's kind of
Well, how is it by accident? How do you not
you forget,
have consciousness?
Because sometimes I think I've turned mine off and I don't. Yeah. I might hit the wrong button.
You clicked the switch and you didn't click it all the way, or you clicked it the wrong way, it was off, then you turned it on.
But if someone answers it and starts talking, then you could take
You're
it and
right.
flush it.
Exactly.
I'm following, this is a Twitter sort of thing, Kenny. The theater goers that night jokingly referred to me, quote unquote, as Batman, not the hero Gotham deserves. The
I
hero
refer to you as Beatman. Yeah, dude, you don't flush somebody's phone. You say something to them. You might be able to get a little bit obnoxious with them, but you don't take their phone and flush it.
Flush it. Maybe it was a figure of speech, Richie. Yeah. But at any rate, how many times has this happened to you? That's the question more than anything else. Has this happened to you? Did it happen to you over the weekend? Did you go to a really good movie? What was the new movie that was out this weekend?
Star Trek.
That's right. That was number one. And then the other, Iron Man was number two and all that sort of thing. Anybody go see Star Trek?
No.
No. I didn't see The Great Gatsby. I didn't go to the movies this weekend. I was thinking about it. Moved cows instead. It's much more exciting.
Like a movie.
One farm to another.
Just glamorous.
A movie. It's a groovy movie. 13 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Let me ask you a question.
Ax away.
If you could have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would that be important to you?
I'm all over it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Good news is that Power Swabs, Richie, the teeth whitening system that has been clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, is the way to have a bright smile in 5 minutes. That's the answer to the question. I've asked you the question, and I've answered the question. Great conversation. People say that to me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Doug, you have ask a question, answer yourself. What do we need to have two people in this conversation for? It's a rhetorical sort of thing, folks. Think to yourself, the last time you looked at your teeth, really, did they like what they saw? And did you like what they saw? What you saw? Let's use the pronoun in the right place. Dr. Martin Ginniger, a dentist and researcher, took a sort of composite collection of things, mostly coconut oil, put them together, and managed to find a way to clean your teeth without having to use any kind of bleach, without using the sand that's in some toothbrush. Did you know that some toothpastes have sand in them? The whitening toothpaste have sand in them to clean off the exterior of your teeth. None of the bad stuff, only great results. You call 800-865-7602 now for Pearly Whites. White teeth, power swabs, 5 times a week. You'll have 6 to 7 shades lighter and whiter on your teeth. And again, it's only 5 minutes. That's all it takes. Unlike normal whiteners, it works on removing stains on caps and crowns and veneers as well. Works on everything you've got in your mouth. Dial for power swabs, 800-865-7602. I'm going to tell you personally, I'll guarantee that you will love the way your smile turns out. Try it risk-free today, because it doesn't work, get your money back. Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. And good luck with those teeth.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way Rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, so the moon, if it hit your eye like a big pizza pie over the weekend...
Well, that's amore.
Ouch. It's probably because there was a big explosion. Story at DougStephan.com. Did you see this? You could see it if you were looking. How many people were looking at the moon romantically or otherwise?
I wasn't. I wish that I had seen it.
I know. Can you tell us about these things?
Is the moon okay?
The moon is okay. The flash was 10 times as bright as anything you have ever seen on the moon, according to the folks at NASA. Mm-hmm. However, it was like it was a meteoroid. Right, them too. That was equal to 40 kilotons. How would they know that?
Because they're smart, those people.
They can record it.
It's their job.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what would happen if the moon got off of its orbit around the Earth?
That would be a dilemma.
It might be trouble.
All right. We'd have tidal waves.
Yeah. Right. This guy is a great singer of songs. I could be like, who is it that did that? Who's the guy that had the music, the melody music, the Merry Music Makers?
Yeah,
but who is that? I forgot his name. Isn't that awful? 28 after, 21 after.
Take it, singer.
When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
My friends, they talk to me.
Right.
Taylor Swift, one of the most accomplished young women, actually young men, women, young people, 23, 24. How old is she?
About 23.
Yeah. Has done very well, including this weekend. She won eight awards, Jennifer.
Wow.
And were they for particular songs?
Yes.
Albums?
Different artists, different album. Actually, in the TV report, I'll have a good rundown of the Billboard winners from last night.
Billboard Music Awards this weekend. Mm-hmm. And she was the acknowledged winner. Oh, she bought a new house. Where did she just buy? Oh, down off of Newport Beach. Watch Hill, I think.
Yes.
In Rhode Island. So did she sell the one that she bought on the Cape to be next to Kennedy?
I don't know. And she paid cash for this house. So that just shows you she's doing all right.
Right. Howard Stern just paid cash for a $52 million house down the street from Rush Limbaugh.
I can't pay cash for, like, dinner. I don't understand what's happening here.
The wrong side of the business, Jen.
Gosh.
Have to get onto the right side of the business.
I can sing like Taylor.
You can? Let's hear.
No, I can't.
Come on, no. Come on.
No, she's way better.
Huh? Can you play the guitar?
No, but I can play Funny Little Bunny on the piano.
Really?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir.
Chopsticks.
I was quite the accomplished pianist as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to be a flautist.
She is, every stretch of the imagination, someone who really kind of gets it. But there's something that's not quite 2 and 2 equals 4 with her. Something.
Well, her love life has been highly
publicized. Yeah, but why is it?
She's a pretty good kid. Compare when you look at somebody.
I'm not saying she's not a good kid. I'm just wondering what there is about her dating life.
Well, I think her dating life is probably no different than any other 22-year-old.
Really?
But I think that she's
all 22-year-olds I know go buy houses next to their 18-year-old boyfriend.
That is weird. You're right. Yeah. And she did date an 18-year-old, and that is weird, too. I'll give you that much. But,
thank you.
You know, it's in the public eye, and she's dating all these famous people. So it's like we just hear more about it than you do about, you know, little Letitia down the street from you.
Little Letitia?
Yeah.
Really? How about Mary, no, never mind. I was going to say something. I edited myself, Richie, just in time.
On the fly.
Amazing.
Right, isn't it? The coming and goings. Good news for those who are Taylor Swift fans. Bad news for Alan O'Day fans. How many people remember this song?
I
never
had a dream
that me. Not the original version, but nice version.
Your angel, answer to my prayer. You made me know that there's love for me.
So 72 years old, he passed away. I think he had cancer. Pretty young. Oof, what's that?
So this is his one big hit, but Doug, in doing a little looking at Alan O'Day's career, he wrote quite a few songs for Helen Reddy and the Righteous Brothers, including one of your all-time favorites.
Really? Oh, what a great song. I did not know he wrote this. Righteous Brothers, in a great tribute to many rockers like Alan O'Day who have passed. This is worth a crank up, Rich. This is the best part.
Leroy Brown. that.
Jimmy touches with that song.
Jimi Hendrix.
And time will change a friend.
Or Jimmy Morris. That was Jimmy Morris, I mean.
Yeah. No, that's a big song, so he made a lot of money over that song, too. So.
And by the way, for those of you who wonder, the performers, unless they're doing a lot of personal appearances, are not the ones that make the big money. The people who write the music are the ones who make the big money. Look at what Smokey Bill Robinson, look at how many songs are attributed to him and how much money he's made doing that sort of thing. So, hey, I thought about Alan O'Day here on Good Day.
Yes, sir.
All more next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The cost of taking your pet to the veterinarian has gone up faster than the cost of living, this according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. The reason for the increased cost is partially due to the pet owner. Demand for expensive procedures and advanced veterinary specialists takes their toll on your budget. There are things you can do to make sure you keep your pet healthy and save money. Make sure you always feed your pet a healthy diet, fresh water, and plenty of exercise. Take your pets for regular checkups at least once a year, more frequently as they get older. Spay or neuter your pets, not only from a moral standpoint, but pets that are neutered or spayed tend to have less health problems. Veterinary specialists can actually save you money. Often the specialists can make a quicker and more accurate diagnosis, thereby saving many repeat visits to your regular vet. Keep your pet's teeth and gums in good condition. Ask for generic prescriptions when possible. Just as with human medications, a lot of money can be saved by using generics. All more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-4847.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Songs.
What's wrong with it?
There is sad. Listen to the lyrics. Right. You can't listen to them. You can't hear the lyrics.
We don't listen to the lyrics. We listen to the chorus.
Perfect.
And all she's saying is it's a good, good day.
No, that's not all she's saying. Listen to the lyric line. 33 after the hour. Hey, Doug Steffen, good day for you. We're going to go international. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I. Roberta, we can't seem to find.
Domi Hubishka.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
That was a good job.
Yeah. All right. Most of the news is from France, although I do have a report on the world's most pirate-infested waters, places for
Somalia.
You to
aren't they always
from.
Pirates in Somalia?
No. This is the top 10 list of places to stay away
that's
from.
Really?
Yes.
Unless you like pirates.
My
then
community swimming
there.
Pool, my kids come and rob me for money all the time.
Give me some money for the video games.
A slice of pizza.
All right, so anyway, before we get to that, it's time for us to go to the Cannes Film Festival. Cannes Film Festival, where there was $1 million worth of jewels stolen on Friday. The jewelry, which was loaned to stars who walked the red carpet, was taken from a safe.
Where was Lindsay Lohan?
At the Cannes Center. According to the police, the entire safe was taken out of the wall.
Really?
Like the Italian job.
Awesome.
I think they'll blow up the whole
thing. That's
awesome.
Going. Forget about this cracking the code stuff.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, you may. Yeah.
You know me. I am pretty much a goody-two-shoes, straight and narrow,
right.
Law-abiding citizen,
yes,
right?
You are. Yeah,
yes.
We would
okay,
say that.
Okay, we'd agree about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we would.
I don't support any crime, but there is something about jewel thievery that really makes me excited. I think it's cool. I don't know why. Why do we think this is cool? Is it because of the movies? Probably.
Ask your mother what she thinks of jewel thievery.
What?
Didn't you just go through this last year?
Oh, God, you're right. I forgot about that. Yes.
I'm not going to tell
her.
I'm not going to tell her we had this conversation,
young
lady.
I don't mean people's jewelry, like, out of their jewelry box, like those jerks stole from my mom. I mean, like, you know, going into a museum and stealing, like, a painting, or going into, like, a vault and stealing, you know, oodles of caboodles.
Really? Oodles of caboodles?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
petty thieves are cowards.
Okay, so let's get to something else that became evident this weekend, Richie.
What's that?
The list of the most taxed areas of the world.
Really?
And guess what country came out on top? You got it. Okay, in fact, more than 8,000 French households had to pay 100% of their income last year. According to Les Echos, the finance ministry published a list of the highest taxpayers.
And on behalf of the Les Echos, you might know, I thank you.
No wonder they're all mean.
100%. How do you do that? How do you live in a place that has a taxation rate of 100%. How do you do that?
It's like a nonprofit.
Yeah. Households with assets more than $1.6 million or making more than $1.6 million had to pay all of the income that they made last year in taxes.
What is wrong with this? I don't see the problem. I live very well. I work very little. This is a great system. Right, in the country.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted you to know what was going
on. Stupid Americans.
Okay.
You
the
know
most,
nothing.
The most pirate-infested waters in the world. The top 10 list of places you need to stay away from if you're on a cruise ship, unless you're on a Carnival cruise, and then it's, you know, all bets are off.
I have a friend on a Carnival cruise right now.
Really?
I hope she's okay.
Yeah. Millions of people since all of this. Okay, so let's talk about with the enhanced voice, the big voice, or Jennifer can play the big voice announcer.
I love this. I do.
Right? Yeah.
Number 10, ahoy.
Number 10 on the list of the world's most pirate-infested waters, Singapore. The Straits of Singapore have had 40 pirate attacks in the last year. Let's see, I'm looking at pictures of the Singapore Straits. This is not far from China. By the way, six pirates there were shot as they tried to board a ship this past week there. Sort of a tug of war, if you will. All right, so that's number 10. Stay away from the Singapore Straits.
Number 9.
Oh!
Believe it or not, the water off the coast of Peru is very dangerous in South America. Did you know that, Richie?
I did not know that.
Pirate attacks are more common there, especially when vessels are docked in some of the smaller ports of Peru. Here's a ship that was berthed at Talara Port. Crew noticed that some of the vessel's stores were missing. This is a big tanker. Somebody dismantled a metal guard on the anchor chain near the water level, climbed up the chain, went into the ship with guns blazing, and they broke into the storeroom and took all of the supplies from the ship in the Port of Peru as an example of how dangerous it is there.
Cool. Number 8.
Number 8, the Ivory Coast. This is an area where...
makes sense.
Yeah. Most of the areas on the coast of Africa, especially the east coast of Africa, very dangerous. Okay, next.
Number 7,
Bangladesh. Most of the attacks that take place on the ships and that are off the coast of Bangladesh are done with long knives, reminiscent of the old days when pirates didn't use guns.
Right.
They use these long
cannonballs,
kind of like what they use in Revolution, Richie.
Yeah.
Watch that. You see the pirates in Bangladesh.
Number 6.
Number 6. What happened to Jennifer?
Rich won't let me.
She screams into the microphone and it makes my ears bleed.
Oh, right. See, that's why he won't let me play.
The Red Sea. You know where the Red Sea is? How many people know where the Red Sea is?
So many bad jokes there.
I know. I've been there once or twice.
Really?
Every month.
Please. Nothing to see here.
Right. Number 5. Number 5, the coast of India, where pirate attacks, 7 of them, took place last month alone.
You're taking all your money, I am.
Well,
I'm tough with that accent. Give me all your money, I swear.
They could
I would
be foreign. They could be from out of town.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Number 4.
I'm not sure I'm having him doing this. The Gulf of Aden.
The Gulf of Aden?
Yeah, the Gulf of Aden. It's the North Sea. The North Sea.
I have to look that up.
Right. You'll go, it's sort of north, the North Sea. You'd get there if you left the UK and headed sort of northeast. All right? It runs, trying to remember how, if you look it up, Richie, you'll see.
Yemen.
Huh? No.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong story. Yes, you're right about that. I'm in the wrong area.
Yeah, in between Yemen and...
Right. Remember that movie?
Oh, it's in between Yemen and Jennifer. Djibouti.
Yeah. Right, Jennifer's mic is turned off
That's
after the last comment.
Djibouti.
Number three.
Number three, Nigeria. The coast of Nigeria is very dangerous.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah.
They average 25 pirate attacks a month.
Yeah.
The coast of Nigeria.
But what are you stealing off of the coast of Nigeria? There's nothing there to steal.
No, but you go out the, into the international waters, and you find cruise ships. You find all kinds of things out there.
Did I ever tell you I got a job offer in Nigeria?
Yes, right.
You get a I did. Yeah. They were going to give me $100,000 to do morning something over there. Uh-huh. Right. But I'd have to have my own security team. That was what...
Which would cost you $150,000.
All right. Okay. All right, next, what did you say, number two?
Number two.
Did I say Somalia?
No, but that makes sense. So yeah. I thought Somalia was number one.
I would think
number one. Number one is Indonesia.
Oh.
17,000 attacks recorded in the last 10 years off the coast of Indonesia. Most of them at night. That would make sense, right? Well, some of these would take place in the daytime so they can see what you were doing. But at nighttime...
Cowardly pirates attacking.
Right, yep. All right, so there they are, folks. The most pirate-infested waters in the world. I wanted you to be the first to know. Therefore, in the know and on the go on the Doug Stephan Daily Good Day Show. A public service. Good Day Show. Pirate's life for me.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires in-store for details. Members have points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Life is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Researchers may have found a clue to what causes expensive readmissions after major gastrointestinal surgery, such as those required for gastric cancer. A study presented at Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers, found that complications occurring at the hospital are a major risk factor for surgical readmissions. Dr. Fergal Fleming, who conducted the study.
We analyzed data from nearly 45,000 patients undergoing surgery for digestive issues and found that if patients have a complication in the hospital, they are one-third more likely to be readmitted. This finding tells us that we need to take a closer look at discharge plans after complications occur.
Unplanned readmissions cost an estimated $17 billion annually in the U.S., but are preventable.
This data provides us with a roadmap for cost-saving preventative measures we can study to improve care and increase healthy outcomes.
For more information about the study, visit ddw.org.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
All right, let's get the television news now. 13 and a half for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta is not here, but we...
Why don't we call in a missing persons report of Roberta.
Right. She was supposed to be around earlier. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richard McFadden.
Morris on Saturday night. Yeah. I'm thinking
maybe he took her.
Yeah. She's been abducted by Dick Morris.
His wife's very careful about not allowing that to happen anymore.
Watching the checkbook.
Right. Yeah. Have you noticed all the books he writes, his wife gets credit on it? She didn't do anything, but that was part of the deal.
Oh, it's because he loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he actually does.
Feet.
Right. Her feet. He likes her feet. Okay. Next, Dick Morris and feet. You don't put the two of them together? Talk about Dick Morris.
So anyway, TV report.
Let's go, Jennifer. Jennifer?
I just played your theme.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
Come on.
All right, we're together now. All right, big night of TV last night, kids. Yeah. Yes, the Celebrity Apprentice had their season finale. And don't forget, this was the all-star Celebrity Apprentice. And so happy to announce my boyfriend, Trace Adkins, was the big winner. He was up against Penn Jillette. And the thing I like about them is they didn't get nasty. They were very supportive of each other. But Trace just edged out Penn. They had to develop an ice cream. And Penn's ice cream sold a little better than Trace's, so he got $100,000 for his charity, Opportunity Village. But Trace Adkins raised more money. He got $250,000 for the American Red Cross, which is the organization that helped his family when his house burned down back in 2011. Okay. So congratulations to Trace. He's the new All-Star Apprentice, and so cute. Gotta love him.
All right, keep going. Come on, never mind.
All right, Billboard Music Awards also last night, sir. The top artist of the year was Taylor Swift. She took home 8 awards. The top new artist was One Direction. Male artist was Justin Bieber. Your favorite female artist was Taylor Swift.
He got booed when he was on stage.
Yeah.
He deserves to get booed.
The top duo group was One Direction. Top touring artist was Madonna, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Wow, really?
Yeah. R&B artist was Rihanna. Country artist was Taylor Swift. And rock artist was Fun. The top songs of the year, Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together.
Ever.
And Gautier featuring Kimbra, Somebody That I Used to Know, is the top rock song. So there you go.
All right, who's on? Up for X Factor?
X Factor. It looks like Simon Cowell's found his next set of judges. He's replacing Britney Spears and L.A. Reid, and the rumor is that he's replacing them with Destiny's Child star Kelly Rowland, and then Latin singer Paulina Rubio.
Who even knows who these people are?
Kelly Rowland's pretty
famous.
Paulina Rubio has sold 20 million albums throughout the world, so I should give that international Latin influence. You know, so we'll see. We'll see if those two go, but then that would mean he's got a 3-female panel, which actually might be better for Simon. I think
he
interacts
well.
Who would
the third one be from last year?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the anniversary, for those of you who care about such things, the first airing of Barney Miller. The first airing was on this date, 1972. The last airing was on this date, 1982. Last time on ABC.
So it started and ended on the same date?
Wow.
Yep. Abe Vigoda started as a summer replacement. It's like a lot of those other shows that start as summer replacements and then they seem to get some and they get traction. Seinfeld, wasn't it, Kenny? Was a summer replacement?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes, wasn't it? I think it was, yeah. And look at what they did with that. So that's something of note and interest. Let's see, was there something else here that I had?
I think it's so funny that they picked Abe Vigoda as the Matt Lauer lookalike and they brought Abe Vigoda in on the couch with Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
And it looks like his twin brother / grandfather. It's hysterical.
Is there a lot of nothingness to this story about Will Smith's son, Jaden, moving out?
Yeah, they say it's fake.
Really? By just to drum up support for this movie, what is it, Beyond Earth or something?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the name of the movie?
After Earth,
which comes out, I think, this next month. All right, so there it is, folks. Everything you wanted to know about television from Jennifer Horn here on Good Day.
do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview, the weekly check-in with some of the things that are happening in the world of medicine from the perspective of all of the journals, and there have to be. You keep up with these things. I don't know how you do it, because there are really, literally, dozens and dozens of these journals that come out every week with results of medical and scientific works, right?
Yes, and the first story we're going to talk about was in a great medical journal my wife loves called People Magazine.
All right, the story of Angelina Jolie, which isn't really a laughing matter, but interesting, the focus on her female sex organs and what it means to the general populace, Ken.
This is a real issue, especially for the women listening, because there are these genes. If you haven't heard about them, you definitely will. They're called BRCA1 and BRCA2. They're called suppressor genes because what they actually do is they suppress the possibility of certain cells in your body, the DNA, the genetic material, going crazy, mutating, and causing cancer. And if you don't have adequate functioning BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes for women, you're at great risk of getting breast cancer, ovarian cancer. And this happens in men who don't have these genes. They, too, can get breast cancer, prostate, or testicular cancer, but it's just not as common as it is in women. The women who are most affected by this are people, Jewish women of Eastern European descent, but also Norwegian, Dutch, and Icelandic peoples have higher rates of these BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. The genes don't work well, both men and women. And what has happened is that Angelina Jolie announced that, earlier in the week, that she had had prophylactically both breasts removed, and then shortly thereafter announced that she's going in to get her ovaries removed. removed. This is a real issue for women. It will dramatically lower the risk of these women who are destined to get breast cancer or ovarian cancer, which is usually almost always deadly. But the good news out of this story is that today we do have these incredibly talented plastic surgeons who do reconstructive surgery and can, you know, I know this is not only what a woman's about, but there's a huge, I've worked with women, whoever you are, there's a huge psychological issue. It's usually more than the physical issue involved in this decision and the surgery, but usually the request is just make me look like what I did before the surgery, and these reconstructive surgeons can do it.
Barbara Walters revealed that she had her ovaries removed after her sister died from ovarian cancer on the View the other day. So pretty interesting how much conversation this is creating. Here's the news from a couple of drug makers. They've gotten approval for a new prostate cancer drug.
It's a wonderful time to be a cancer doctor. This the FDA has approved the injectable drug Zofigo. It's for prostate cancer, which has metastasized to the bone in men whose cancer has spread after receiving medical or surgical therapy to lower testosterone. These are the worst of the worst cases of prostate cancer. This is real hope for maybe some survival.
All right, so that brings us around to trying to keep men from not having this problem. And for the last 5-6 months, we've been talking about a way for men to maintain a healthy prostate. How does that happen so that perhaps they could avoid needing the more serious drugs later on, Ken?
Good point. And a question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep, Doug. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. This is what we're talking about. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9, it's the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
800-811-6931. That's the number to order the new PT9. 800-811-6931. Comes with an introductory half-price trial offer. If you mention Dr. Ken, you get a 6-month money-back guarantee. 800-811-6931. The product is called PT9. It will provide you with a healthy prostate so you don't have to worry about the problems Ken was enumerating earlier, having to take those drugs down the line. 800-811-6931. The time to call is now for PT9 to feed your prostate with healthy material.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.